This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Balt Edwards. There's a newspaper war in Dallas. Two free dailies have debuted from respected local publishers. They follow a trend of so-called commuter dailies aimed at young and busy people who don't usually get their news from papers. The dailies are distributed in high-traffic areas such as bus stops and train stations. It may be difficult for either paper to survive in Dallas, where fewer than one in six people takes mass transit to work. Catherine Cuellar of member station KERA reports.
Near the urban entertainment, shopping, and loft-style apartments at Mockingbird Light Rail Station, bubbly black-clad actresses in their early 20s quiz commuters to promote a new free weekday paper called Quick.
Quick. Which U.S. currency just got a quick makeover?
The new 20.
Yay! You got it!
The correct answer earns a Quick logo sticker. The answer can also be found inside the paper. Quick looks like the city's alternative weekly. A color picture dominates the front cover, with snazzy headlines like, Cat in the Hat Goes Splat. On the other hand, the AM Journal Express looks more like a traditional daily paper, with the complete text of several short news stories on its front page. And it's being distributed in a more low-key way, too. A representative in the parking lot offers papers to commuters arriving by car.
Good morning, ma'am. Would you like a copy of AM Journal? Great. Have a nice weekend.
Personal delivery will remain a part of AM Journal's identity, according to publisher Jeremy Halbrook.
We think as product reps go back to the same location day after day, they, over time, actually begin to develop a personal relationship with the people who walk by. So unlike other similar free distribution tabloids, we're planning on always having these product reps out there.
For the past 18 months, Halbrook was planning AM Journal as similar free papers popped up in Chicago, Washington, D.C., and Philadelphia. When the Dallas Morning News learned about the Journal's launch date, they decided to jump in the game. Just 10 days later, Quick was staffed and printed, beating their competitor to market by 48 hours. Morning News publisher Jim Maroney.
You know, the way we look at it, we're competing for every customer's time, whether they're listening to the radio or whether they're watching television news or whether they're reading alternative weeklies and so forth.
For years, declining circulation has been a problem for newspapers across the country, prompting publishers to pour money into research and redesigns. Already this year, the Dallas Morning News has launched a new suburban zoned edition and a Spanish language daily. But the 18 to 34-year-old age group has been especially hard to attract because they get their news from other sources. Newspapers haven't reached that demographic, and American Journalism Review editor Ram Ryder isn't sure these new freebies will either.
The problem is with some of these papers that I've seen is that I don't think they're really offering very much that's going to make much of a dent. And if the assumption is that young people just want news very, very light, that they don't really want much substance, I'm not sure that's a smart assumption.
Neither paper will say how much they're spending, but there's already a battle over advertisers. AM Journal Express currently has a reporting and editing staff of 15 and relies heavily on wire stories from the Associated Press. In contrast, Quick recycles local news, reviews, and comics from the staff of 600 at the Dallas Morning News. For commuters like 27-year-old Paul Lindenberger, the free dailies are changing his reading habits.
Every day I've grabbed one, so I really like it. It's got just about everything that I usually look for in the paper and breezing through, so saves me a lot of time, you know, looking through the entire paper for little tidbits.
Despite printing 150,000 copies a day, many people still don't seem to know that either exists, unless they work downtown or take mass transit. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Cuellar in Dallas.